Welcome everybody to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. All you Facebook lookers out there, stand by. We'll be hot in just a second. For all you terrestrial radio people, we're simulcasting here right now at 105.1 FM The Ranch, KRXT 98.5 out of Rockdale, Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. If you want to be on the program, give me a call, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, when the program's over, it's wrapped up into a little pretty package thrown over to the podcast side, and you can listen to it on Podbean, Spotify, Apple. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and at the top there, there'll be a recording of last week's show. You can always get all the shows off of podcast, but the most current show that just played will be at the top. Also, in the middle of the page, scroll down to the middle of the page, you'll see a donation button. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're led to donate, if you've got money, don't know what to do with it, you're a patriot and want to help support this program, it takes a lot of money to keep this program on the air. I'm not complaining. I've been blessed to have the opportunity, but I am saying it takes a lot of money. And if you don't know what to do with yours and you want to put it to a good cause, I've got some fantastic individuals on the program. Like I've always said, I'm the hub of a wagon wheel, and all the spokes are well-seasoned oak spokes. So I've got my wingman, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, is one of them to my left. Colonel, good morning, sir.
Good morning. And I have declared July, not Pride Month, that was last month. This month is Patriot Month.
Amen to that. And I think Patriot Month should be every month plus one. To my right, another seasoned oak spoke, Judge Andy Isaacs. And for those of you who don't know why I always do that, Aunt B from... Andy Griffith Major. Show.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, Judge, how are you doing this morning?
I am so good, I can't hardly stand it. It's just wonderful. You know, we've got two more weeks of camp, and I'm excited. This next week will be, we got like 29 signed up. I don't think we're going to make 29, but 29 signed up. We'll have a good time. We've got a bunch of good things going on. It's cooled off at least 5 or 6 degrees, so it's a lot better that way. Everything's great.
Well, good. Another one of my seasoned oak spokes is my board operator, Shelby Meyer. Shelby, say hi.
Hi. I never really have a whole lot to say.
It's a 3-hour show, Shelby.
How's everybody doing?
Shelby.
Was it the Colonel that came in and said, I'm almost wonderful?
Yeah. What does it take to actually get to become wonderful? I don't know. Okay. I got C.J. Grisham coming in. He's running a little bit late, but he will be here.
He's got to be a lawyer, and he's already late.
That's right. Just, you know, what is that, banking hours?
That's right. I'm going to tell him when he comes. We done heard that case, C.J. You can go on back on.
All right, look. I got a wild show today, okay? One of my guests had a drop. I understand the situation. It's family matters. I've got other people on here, but let me tell you what's going on. Let me set the table with show highlights. I got devotional coming up, announcements, true stories, which is always a great time. We'll do that in the 11 o'clock hour, starting at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. Word of the day in a moment. The word of the day, this one, I got a lot of explaining to do on this one, so be prepared. Quote of the day with the Colonel. Judge will be doing his thing. Bottom of the hour, Katie from Ma's Place will be telling us what's on the menu, and it's the scratch and sniff section of our program. Even though she speaks, you can still smell it through the microphone. It's delicious food there. The Colonel is going to be talking about the Declaration of Independence. That's always a good thing. CJ, me and CJ bounce off each other really well. I'm not sure we're going to go on that. I've got a couple articles that I want him and the judge to go over.
Oh, boy.
I have... my brother from another mother and also volunteer firefighter Mark Boyer coming into the studio. He's going to be talking about, you know, the season's hot, things get dry, things burn up, and maybe even recruiting some young bucks. What's the opposite of a young buck?
Old buck. Old old.
Joe's and Jane's, okay?
There you go. Old old.
All right, let's go with the word of the day. This is a little bit complex, so get ready. Get your note-taking material ready. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. And the Colonel gives you a thumbs up. I mean, I got a ton of stuff here. I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Ma's. I've got a coffee mug. I've got lunch at Dairy Queen. If you can give me the author of the quote and put the word in a sentence, I'll give you a $40 gift certificate to Ma's Place in Harker Heights. The word of the day today is construct. Not construct, but construct, comes from the headline, outrage as Planned Parenthood declares virginity a social construct. First of all, construct is a noun. Definition is an idea or theory containing various conceptual elements, typically one considered to be subjective and not based on empirical evidence. Now, people are probably going, what? Subjective? Empirical? So I looked it up just to make sure the definitions were clear. Subjective is an adjective. It's based on or influenced by personal feelings, tastes, or opinions. Personal feelings and opinions. Empirical is an adjective based on, concerned with, or verified by observation or experience rather than theory or pure logic. So once again, the word of the day is construct. Comes from the headline, outrageous Planned Parenthood declares virginity a social construct. I'll tell you what, this is too important, and it's a one-paragraph article. I'm going to read it real fast. Planned Parenthood has received backlash after posting a tweet declaring that virginity is outdated and hurts everyone. The post featured a billboard with a further declaration, virginity is a social construct, and claiming that the concept of virginity is patriarchal way of thinking. The organization has pushed this idea for a while now. So what do you think about that?
It's socialist, and the result is always a tremendous increase. The Dark Ages were syphilis, and there's good reason for virginity if you don't want to get something you can't ever get rid of.
Right. You know, this is just, we used to value this. It was valued when I was in high school, being, you know, and now we just, it's a construct. You give me a break. What is, you know, there's no subjectiveness to this.
Well, in Islam, it's a death sentence to not be for a young girl.
They push having abortions. And now
virginity
is crazy.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the greatest thing that a man and woman can do is have children. That's the greatest thing, and raise them right. That's the greatest thing you can do, period. There's no other thing that's anywhere near equal to that.
Okay, now I know you.
And now they're trying to destroy it.
Shelby, I know you made a comment, but being the woman in the room here, let's talk about virginity here, okay? Being a mother is a beautiful thing, and we understand, I mean, we understand where that goes. But what's your thoughts on a young girl? You got girls. What do you think about that?
Well, I would prefer it, you know, because I think a lot of girls in my age, I think that's kind of where it stopped being so important was my generation. And
we'll clarify that generation.
A millennial. I graduated in 2011.
Nobody graduated in 2011.
And, I mean, with my two girls, I wouldn't want someone to just go, you know, just get it done. It doesn't have to be special.
For men, this is kind of a rough way to put it. Men, it doesn't matter. We don't have a conscience in that area. We don't. But for women, it is very matters.
Yeah.
There is a soul tie to that, to a man that right. She has sex with. Whereas men, we don't, you know, we're dogs.
Well, there's a... As I tell some people, that there's a difference between love and lust.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is respect. If you respect the person, then you can have lust for that person also, if it's your wife, and that's a very good thing. But just to have lust for somebody, you just as well have a knothole.
That's right.
Very good, Colonel. Let me move through this show highlights. I've got... Quote, we're coming for your children is the last straw. The quote is, we're coming for your children. And Newt Gingrich, he writes this article. He says that's the last straw. We must confront haters and destroyers with equally firm, clear language.
You know, I can't keep you from coming, but I can arrange for you to limp going back.
Well, and that's one of the 45 goals. And Stalin said that. Give me your kids for 4 years and you'll never get them back.
That's right. All right, this next one. This article, this is Matt speaking. This article makes total sense to me. Florida's largest police union endorses DeSantis after supporting Trump in 2020. Choice could not be clearer. That is not an insult to Trump. But let's face the facts here. You got Florida that was down in the toilet. Now with DeSantis is solid red and law enforcement's being backed up by their governor, so on and so forth, et cetera, et cetera. I would do the same thing. I say, of course I'm going to support my governor. It's local. It's home.
Right.
It doesn't take away from what Trump can do, though. Moving on. Trump says U.S. should broker peace between Russia and Ukraine now that Putin is somewhat weakened. Here's a report. Trump is the only living president, not a descendant from slave owners. Chicago drops murder charges against mother accused of telling son to shoot man, and then she sues the city. That's one of the articles, Judge, I want to talk to you and CJ about. Texas man sentenced 45 years in prison for continuous sexual abuse of a child. I want to talk to you about that, too. Don't we have instantaneous firing squads? No, huh? Okay. Bud Light sponsors Toronto Pride Parade attended by naked men and children are present. Mm-hmm.
I saw the clips of that.
Bud Light, Bud Light, you just need to open up your cans and flush it down the toilet. Nobody's going to be drinking.
The parents who took them there needs to be held responsible.
Supreme Court rules in favor of Colorado graphic designer who refused to create same-sex wedding websites. And here's a poll. This is not surprising. Kamala plunges to record low for VP net favorability. Supreme Court strikes down Biden's $430 billion student loan forgiveness plan. Also nicks affirmative action. I mean, we got a few wins going on here. The UN Global Ammunition Framework worries Second Amendment advocates. It's never going away. You're darn right. They're going to keep going and going and going.
They want a monopoly on power, and they know that power flows from the barrel of a gun.
Colonel, I got about 20, 30 seconds. You got your quote?
Yes. It is a common observation here that our cause is a cause of all mankind, and that we are fighting for their liberty in defending our own. We must all hang together, or assuredly, we shall all hang separately.
Oh, I know, but I won't say. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Give me the author, give me the word in a sentence, and you get some prizes. Be back in three.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Radio program. Matt, your host. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. On the line, we've already got one of our sharp listeners calling in with the quote of the day. Wayne, you on the line with me, buddy? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Fantastic. You're listening, you heard the quote, but what I'm going to do is have the Colonel read the quote again, and then you can tell us who it is.
Now, we know that you know the right person. I would like you to tell us what the occasion was when he said it. So I'm going to read the quote. The belief in a God, all-powerful, wise, and good. Oops, wrong place. It is a common observation here that our cause is the cause of all mankind, and that we are fighting for their liberty in defending our own. We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. What were they doing when he said that?
They were signing the Constitution, I believe.
Uh-huh. Don't blow it out.
Cut him some slack.
It's the Declaration of Independence. When they were standing around signing the Declaration of Independence.
Now, wait a minute, Wayne. You weren't calling to give that answer. You were calling to give the person who gave the quote. So
yes,
you're
and
okay.
That was
so
correct.
So it was Ben Franklin. That's right.
I'm getting old already. Man, I've been out of school for years.
Well, Wayne, what do you want? Do you want a lunch to Dairy Queen? Do you want a $25 gift certificate to Ma's? Do you want a coffee mug? What would you like?
Coffee mug.
You got it, brother. Now, you're going to be stopping by the studio, or I'll just have it here during the course of the week?
In fact, I'm going to John Deere and Cameron right now, so I could stop.
All right, we'll have it ready for you, buddy.
All righty. We were just talking last. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Now, we got limited time. I've got segments here, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm pushing the clock. Got to keep everything fit to get it all in. So I've got Judge Andy Isaacs here, Morningstar Ranch. I asked Andy to come on the show over 2 years ago. I used to do my other program 5 days a week, and we rebooted this one, and he's come over, and I've asked him to do a revival prayer for the nation. You know, to talk about Morningstar and what he does, of course, but in the course of the segment to do a revival prayer for the nation, because we need it. If we all act like the widow in the Bible going up to the judge and become a pain in unison, and the judge says, I fear no man, but this woman's driving me crazy. Give her what she wants. I want to drive the Lord crazy with us praying in unison for revival of this nation. Judge, take it away.
I am just thrilled in and all to be in amongst the radio people here and get a chance to speak every day to about where we're at. And, you know, I've been saying it for 2 years, that if we want a revival, it's got to start with us. And if it starts with us, how do we get it started? We start by opening our Bible, reading it, praying, and seeking Jesus. And then if you do enough, you'll get a breakthrough. I guarantee it's 100% guaranteed. If you read your Bible regularly, pray, and seek Jesus. And when you pray, don't make it about yourself. When you pray, you need to be praying for other people, not yourself. Lord, I really need a, you know, if you're at the crap tables in Vegas, really, Lord, I really need a 7. You ain't going to get no 7, okay? But if you're constantly putting other people up, and you're conscious about somebody else, not me. And that's not what our society teaches anymore. Our society teaches get all you can get and have it today and pay for it in 6 millenniums and all that. Our government does that. That's how we got, I don't know, $50 trillion in debt, is we're going to kick it down the deal.
Can I make a comment to that?
Sure.
Let's go back to the 90s with Clinton. Clinton gets away with certain things. It was then when I started to see this, that the leadership, they're getting away with it. So then that's going to trickle down to the population. Well, if they're doing it, I'm looking out for myself. And we've become a self-centered society because it trickled down.
You know, this goes back to the simplest thing, which is parenting. We used to not do stuff when we had our parents. We didn't do stuff because there were consequences to actions. There's no consequences to what goes on in Washington, so they do whatever they want. They, you know, nobody goes to jail unless you're Trump. You know.
And that goes back to Woodrow Wilson and Edward Mandel House, 1912. So now we're dealing with 110 years, over a century of defiance, open defiance of the Constitution with no consequences.
You know, I tell this to the kids when they come to camp. I talk to them about this. I said, if you're really thirsty, I mean, you're just dying of thirst, and I have this lemonade or Gatorade. We got a whole deal full of Gatorade here. You want some Gatorade, right? But what if I tell you now, I put a little bit of pee in there. You want some Gatorade? You know, you want some Gatorade? No, that's the same way with sin and what's going on in Washington and what goes on in our own life. We allow a little bit of stuff in, a little bit of stuff, and then it ruins the whole deal. It ruins the whole deal. And we keep getting ruined over and over again. And now it's gotten to where Washington, it's mostly pee.
That's right.
It's got some color.
It's a
color
public swimming
now.
Pool, man.
That's,
that's exactly what it amounts to. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for having an opportunity just to speak the truth, to tell people the truth, what they need to hear. Lord, just, Lord, we need to pray. We need to seek you. We need to seek your face and what you want for us. Lord, I know you don't want anything bad to happen to us, but you're not going to stop us from doing stupid stuff because we keep doing it. Keep doing it. Lord, help us. Help us. Give us direction. Give us leaders that will tell the truth. Give us people that will say it's going to be hard, but we can get through it. Help us to understand that things do not come without at first some sweat equity. We're going to have to get out there and do it. Lord, just help us, please. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I would love to hear a collective scream to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You know, teaching young people, Morningstar Ranch, you're teaching young people that you can make a difference, but it's not going to be about me. It's going to be about how I can serve others and how I can make things better, you know, and how I can strain the pool and I can do what I got to do. And I gotta say, okay, I'm second. Whatever happens in life, I'm second. As a man, I'm second to my family. I don't care what I have to do, how many jobs I have to work, what I have to do. I'm going to support them. I'm going to make sure they get what they need, and I'm going to make sure they have the discipline they need. But we don't teach that anymore. MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. We need your help. Our expenses this year are through the roof, and it everything has gone up. Everything. I think air is going up. So everything is going up. So we need your help. And if you can go to our website, MSR Ministries, there's a giving button in the top left-hand corner, and just follow the prompts. Or if you want to give cash, if you'll call me, I'll come pick it up. I don't care how much it is. $5 counts. Okay, and the more you can give to others, not just to Morningstar Ranch, the more you give to others, the more you're going to get. God tells us if we give him a thimbleful, he will give us back a dump truck load. Now, that doesn't mean if I give you a dollar, I'm going to get a million. That's crazy.
He knows your heart. He'll give it to you based on your heart.
That's right. And what you really need. What you really need. So I've seen it over and over again, and I've seen it every day.
I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring this segment. I've known Casey and them over there, great crew, for 20-plus years. They've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They can do the same for you. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton, 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. It's a circle of life. I do devotionals Monday through Friday most of the time. I missed one day this week. And I review it during the course of the week to come on this show, and I pick one. So I did pick one, and I'm going to read it now. It says, good morning. I was going to write about how Satan tries to enter every aspect of our lives to make us ineffective as Christians, but I decided to say, screw him. I'm going to discuss this instead. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. One of my favorite things in the Bible. Do not neglect to show hospitality. Hospitality. Excuse me. Let me do that again. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. I love that. I continue. If you're alert as a Christian, you may recognize an angel unaware. It's an awesome happening. It's happened to me a few times. If you're not alert, you may miss one of the greatest things the Lord can do for us. An angel unaware is a messenger from God, specifically for us. It's a direct message from God to us. What a shame it would be if we were to miss it. So to sum it up, John 10:14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I close. Let's all be sure we recognize his voice so we don't miss a message from an angel unaware. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. Has any of you in here met an angel unaware?
I'm pretty sure I have several times. But, I, you know, to say this was or that wasn't, I know there was something different. I have.
I know for sure. The ones that I met is just in and out of your life, shazam, pow, in your face, poof, gone.
Just for like, me, I get a charge. There's something, a spiritual charge.
Yeah.
That just gets.
All right, got to go to a hard break. We'll be back. Katie should be on the line. Scratch and sniff section of the program coming up. See you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Hi, Captain Mitchell Radio Program. Matt, your host. I've got my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, Judge Andy Isaac, CJ Grisham coming in soon. Shelby's working the board for me. Thank you very much. Other guests coming in soon. The number here is 254-697-6633. Now, look, I didn't mention it yet, but obviously Tuesday is the 4th of July. The Colonel's going to be discussing Declaration of Independence, but probably a lot of crazy things are going at Mom's place. They got a lot of things in the works, so they're probably busy because Katie hasn't called.
That's
so,
good,
yeah, it's good, but I want to promote her for sure. They've got a great place there. They're constantly advancing, enhancing.
The worst food they have there is wonderful.
There you go. And I'm chomping at the bit. I want to tell you what they've got coming up soon, but I told them I would wait until they could break the news, but it's going to be pretty cool. You're going to love it. But it's 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights, Ma's Place. You can check them out on the web or go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Scroll down and you'll see Ma's icon there. Click on it or bring it right to her website. Show you the menu. Great food, great prices, great service, great atmosphere. And it's just really good. So check it out. Ma's Place, Harker Heights, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. And if you have to, give them a call to make an order. The number is 254-699-0011. So there you go. You know, Shelby, let's play a little game real quick. Real quick, and then the Colonel's coming on.
Borrow this.
I want to do a little word association. Since we talked about Ma's Place.
Right.
If I was to say to you, good eating, what would you say?
Ma's Place.
Of course. How about getting in shape?
Oh, Cameron Fitness.
You need to gear up for the zombie apocalypse? Where would you go?
Probably Syntex Tactical.
Need new tires?
Meguiar Tires.
How about help with the IRS?
Christine Stevenson, probably.
Ooh, yeah. Mowers? Weed whackers need fixing? Who would you call?
I've always gone to Cameron Small Engine.
Financial help?
Oh, Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group.
Absolutely.
I think it's group, right? It's group?
Financial group. That's right. Now, don't take this wrong, but what if you need a pick-me-up?
Oh, there's a couple options, but the safe one is probably Liquor Depot.
Liquor Depot, Georgia, Liquor Depot. How about if you're not feeling well and you want to get healthy, who do you call?
Dr. Shelley Cole.
Need iron work or welding done?
Scrappy's Welding.
Auto body damage?
I'm thinking Sam's Collision.
You got it. Want some fresh cut meats? I know where to go.
El Green Chile.
Yeah. How about seeking some redemption?
Oh, bless him, Father John.
Father John. Looking for a house or some land?
Sandy Watts.
Very good. Supporting the military, first responders.
American Valor Foundation.
Go there today.
Very
support them because their foundation supports first responders, military, so on and so forth. How about you need your back cracked?
Cameron Chiropractic.
How about you got a sick animal?
Valerie's
Veteran Medical Arts Center.
Yeah, that one's long.
Now gold is always worth money. So who would you see on that?
Syntex Coin Exchange.
Got too much stuff? You need a building? Who do you go to?
See.
You're going to go to Cameron Resale in Texas, right there across from the old Camtex.
Written all weird.
Car not running right? See Mac at Quick Wrench. Need a new car or truck? Go to Cameron Country dealership there. Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep. And you need to feed your chickens or your cows? Go to Cameron Farm and Ranch.
Cameron Farm and Ranch is great.
There you go. Now, we're going to be hitting the Colonel here. He's going to be doing his thing. He's just picking up on the phone. The number here is 254-697-6633. If you got a comment, question, add-on, got a true story of self-defense, give us a call here. And I'm delaying because the Colonel is doing his duties efficiently and taking the call.
You know, it's in our society today, the way things are working, the way things happen. It's we are so far from where we used to be. We used to.
Is the radio off?
I don't know. Go ahead.
So we're so far from where we used to be. It's we're having trouble getting back there. You know, have you ever been, you know, like four wheeling, and you go to, you're going down this path, and all of a sudden there's a really steep hill or something, and you go down that hill, and then there's no way back. You can't climb out. That's kind of where we are in our society right now. We can't climb out.
Colonel, no pressure. You got plenty of time. We'll go over the top of the hour if you have to finish up. But I got the Colonel now doing his constitutional segment.
All right. We're going to make this a little bit unusual. A lot of people read the Declaration of
You're
Independence
in the right place for unusual.
On July the 4th. Now, we're going to do a little differently this time. Communications, according to the FAA, I'm a certificated flight instructor, and one of the parts of our training is that if I want to train you, I transmit a symbol when I talk to you, and the receiver has to be able to hear and understand the symbol, and then the symbol has to mean the same thing to both the transmitter and the receiver. So before I read the Declaration of Independence, it uses some language which is not necessarily customary today, and I hope I don't offend you too much, but I'm going to read a whole bunch of definitions here of words that appear within the Declaration of Independence and a brief description or definition of what they mean. Creator, the creator of the billions and billions of stars. Man has only been around for the last 30,000-35,000 years, a blink in time. Now, God has thrown away 99% of the species that he created. The shark and the stinging scorpion are among the few long-term survivors, if that tells you anything.
Yeah, I get stung by those suckers. Right. Yeah.
Humans are facing their own extinction. They are driving it. The COVID-19 shot will eventually kill billions, born and unborn. If you have had the jab or multiple jabs, you are on the road to a lupus-like autoimmune self-destruction. And there are explanations on that on the web, and you have to go to Brighteon.com or another one, Rumble. I digress. Life is everything you can produce in a lifetime, family, property, or fame. Liberty, self-choice. On a side, it comes with responsibility. Pursuit, no guarantee, but the right to chase. Equal playing field, a level playing field. Just powers. If it is illegal for one individual to do something, it is illegal for a mob to do the something, and then it is illegal for government to do the same act. So if it's illegal for you to put a gun to somebody's head, take money away from them to give to somebody else, it's illegal for the government to do that with the IRS. Usurpations, to seize and hold office, place, functions, powers, etc., in possession by force, with or without right. Dissolution, tearing apart. Annihilation, complete death of all the remnants. Arbitrary, made up on the moment, without standard or history. Charters, contract with the people who granted ownership of the land and the colony. Perfidy, not even in the dictionary now. Perfidy, deliberate breach of faith. Calculated violation of trust, treachery. Constrained, to force by imposing stricture, restriction, or limitation. Insurrections, an act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. Oppressions, unjust or cruel exercise of authority or oppression, or power, excuse me. Redress, the setting right of what is wrong. Petitioned, right? As it applied to the England, officially going before the royalty with a request. Magnanimity, loftiness of spirit ennobling one to bear trouble calmly, to disdain meanness and pettiness, and to display a noble generosity. Consanguinity, of common ancestors, such as you have grandchildren have a common grandfather, then that's consanguinity. So now we go into the Declaration of Independence.
And just to recap, you were reading those definitions because those are the ones you
These are words that occur within the Declaration of Independence, and I wanted to be sure that the symbols that I transmit when I read are the same ones that you receive and understand. We have a common understanding.
Okay.
Now, the Declaration of Independence was signed on the 2nd of July. Sunday, this coming Sunday, will be the 2nd. And that's when they actually declared their independence. It was published in the papers on July the 4th, and that's when it's celebrated. Now, that's when we made our party. I began. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Remember that, people. Governments deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And we're going to have to break here, and we'll come back in a few minutes.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Your host here. We're having a great time. The Colonel, my wingman, doing a fantastic job. But we have a caller wanted to make a comment on what the Colonel said, and it's a favorable comment. It's an add-on. It's a clarification to somewhat. Caller, welcome to the program. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good, sir. Very good. Why don't you say what you told me? I hear where you're coming from. It all goes together in one big puzzle.
I don't know if I misunderstood the speaker or not. Maybe I just misunderstood the way he was putting it, but the way I understood it was that him to say that humans were going to basically self-destruct themselves. They were going to put themselves into extinction, I guess you'd say it that way. And I have to disagree with him that I believe that God is in control of that, and God is the one that is going to destroy the human race, not humans. As hard as they may try, and all the COVID stuff, I agree with him that they're doing a good job of it, but all that is population control by the elite. And they want the population down real low, so they think they can really control the world. But when it comes to total extinction, God is going to make that happen, and it ain't going to be pretty. It's going to be worse than any COVID or anything else that humans can do to one another. It's going to be with brimstone and fire, and there ain't nothing we can do about it. All you can do is pray when it starts to happen, and
I can't argue with that at all, but Colonel, go ahead.
Yeah, I think do you agree with me that maybe we're motivating God to do that?
that's been happening, and God says in the Bible there's a lot of things that are going to happen before the end of the world, and it does look like that's happening, but no one really knows. You know, everybody guesses all these people who call themselves modern-day prophets, you know, they say they'll guess it when the end of the world's going to be, and it hadn't happened, and it's just like the Bible says, no one's going to know.
That's right.
He's going to come like a thief in the night. No one's going to know. Now, you know, I'm sure that every day of every year has been picked by someone.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir.
That's just a guess.
Well, I'll tell you we all agree with you. We concur totally that the good Lord's got in total control, and he's allowing us to make our stumbles. We are having a free choice, and we are making bad choices. But you're right. I totally agree. The Lord knows the day, and when it's time, it's done, it's over, it's baked, stick a fork in it, the whole works. I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening, sir. Thank you. Colonel, why don't you recap real quick and then continue on.
All right. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of the colonies. Such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having an indirect object, the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless these people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasion on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time, after such dissolutions, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for the purpose obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migration hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretend legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond the seas to be tried for pretend offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coast, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the work of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioner of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislatures to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties to our common kindred to disavow these usurpations.
Colonel, let's take a break. When we come back at the top of the hour, you can finish up that last page right there, and we'll do it, because this is probably the first time for thousands of people hearing the Declaration of Independence. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
This is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, Judge Andy Isaacs, CJ Grisham in studio. CJ, it's always a pleasure to have you in studio.
Right beside the golden Matt Beatros Matt Mike.
The golden high cap microphone. That's right. Broadcast. I'm trying to emulate El Rushbo here, because you know.
Yeah, we can eat some weight.
Why mess with success? You know, why mess with success? But look, if you want to be on the program, give me a call 254-697-6633. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com. Check all the links to our sponsors. Support the sponsors who support the program. Without them, I'm off the air. If you like the content, if you appreciate patriotism, if you want to support it, support the sponsors. Also, go to aaronsgunshop.com radio show page. In the center of the page is a donation button. All donations are truly greatly appreciated. Two radio stations, 3 hours. It cost a lot of money. Okay. I put my time in, my dedication to it. I try to get all these excellent people on the show to broadcast excellence. And if you like it and want to continue it, please help if you feel led to do so. I want to get back to the Colonel, though. This is probably the first time for thousands upon thousands of people of hearing the Declaration of Independence in its entirety. The Colonel had taken some words that could have been misconstrued and wanted to clarify their meanings. Correct me when I go wrong, Colonel. And so he's reading the whole Declaration. We've got about a page left to do, which won't take but about a minute and a half. So go ahead, Colonel.
All right, I'm going to backtrack just a little. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. They were the—I lost the word I was saying. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which have inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation, and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled, appealing to the supreme justice of the world for rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Colonel, you hear me talking about the three pillars of this nation. On the left is the Declaration of Independence. On the right is the Constitution. And the big one in the middle is the pillar of God. That is a miracle of God given to us in this nation. And we're turning our backs. We need to repent and do a 180-degree turn and put God in his rightful place. And things will start happening. It's unbelievable. Colonel, you did a fantastic job. Any commentary?
I would like to read a few. I have a question for you anyway.
I was a little surprised. I thought you were reading a news story about what was going on in government today.
You know,
and then it occurred that was the Declaration of Independence.
You know, the word that I lost was Protestants. We immigrated here protesting against the behavior of the king and the other countries against the Christians. And we're seeing Christian persecution now in the United States. And yes, you are correct. And I think I could take this and go through and substitute words for what's going on, what Biden and the others are doing, the usurpation of powers. Our forefathers said that when you take one step beyond the Constitution, then there are no limits. There's no boundary. There's nothing. There's no second fence. Once you knock it out of the park, it just rolls on down the hill.
Colonel, we had this conversation before the show started, and that was basically the people we're talking to are, to some degree, understanding what's going on and believe it and are patriotic and all that. How do we get past the apathetic and ignorant stance of the majority of the population out there? What does it take? And Bill Whitmire, Judge Bill Whitmire would always say this, skin in the game. Get your skin in the game.
And we need everybody out there that's listening to us, try to get just one more person. If everybody gets just one more person, that doubles the number of active voters that we have. If every voter gets one more person to go with them to vote, it doubles the number. And we've got great things will happen.
And like we had Diamond and Silk on our other show, they would always say, outvote the cheat.
That's it. And that's exactly. They're going to be cheating this next time. 2024 is going to make 2020 look like a
cakewalk.
Tender.
How do you win if you know they're going to cheat?
You get more people to vote than they can cheat.
You vote harder.
Yeah.
You vote. You get the dead people to vote for you just like they do. Okay. Yeah. No. To answer your question seriously, because if it's so big, the numbers who are voting, you can't hide the cheat anymore. It becomes obvious. The question now is, will the population, air quote, revolt on that cheat? Will they stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, I finally see it and do something about it? And that is, you can go local all the way to the top. That's why the Colonel and I have been discussing to explain the org chart of government. Really, a lot of the time, unless you're put in there or appointed there or somehow and you bypass the chain of command, a lot of it is grassroots. It grows up. People say, hey, I can do this. He or she's doing a great job. Let's go to a higher position. And it moves up. So you have say in the matter.
Well, and here's the real, if you really analyze and break this all down. Our side thinks that the left is cheating to win, right? That they think they can win only by cheating. That's not their goal. Their goal is to cheat so much that the system is undermined and that our side loses all confidence in the system and just gives up. And then they don't have to cheat anymore because the only side voting is their side. So when the colonel says bring an extra person with you, that's how you overcome the cheating, is by bringing another person with you and the lies and the manipulation and all that kind of stuff. Because the second that we give in to their true plan, which isn't just to cheat, That's just the means to the end. The end is that we give up on the system and stop voting.
All
I can't tell
government.
You how many people I've heard that. They're like, well, I don't even see what the point is anymore. My vote doesn't matter. You know, there are dead people that are taking my vote. Right. Well, guess what? Now you've just lost another vote because you've given up on the system. And that's what they want. That's the ends that cheating
you
succeeds.
You always lose every game that you forfeit.
Yes.
And that's what they want us to do, is to forfeit.
And I think people should take what you read, go out there, get the Declaration of Independence, just take those areas that they highlighted as their list of grievances, print those off, put a little checkbox next to it, next to each one of those, and then highlight or check each section, each grievance that was brought up in the 1770s, and apply it to today. And I'm not talking Republican or Democrat, because guess what? They're both doing something on that
party
list.
Now. Same puppet master.
Yeah. So go and print that thing off so that you have a visual copy of it, and then start checking the box. Read through it. Read what was the grievance. Check the box. I mean, you look at now where it talks about the king not abiding by the laws. Well, look what we've got. We've got a king right now, i.e. president, that is incredibly corrupt and ignoring the laws of this country, who has sold out our sovereignty.
Defying the Supreme Court rulings. Openly defying.
I want to make something clear here, and I know you're all going to agree with me when I say this.
I'll disagree just on principle.
Democrats, when we talk Democrats...
I'll tell you the same thing I tell other lawyers in my courtroom. I'll let you know when you can talk.
All right, serious business here. When we talk Democrats, we're talking the higher echelon who are crooked and have the power, the money, the influence. Of course you have some Democrats who go with it. But the majority of them are just like you and I, and the same goes for the Republican Party. The upper echelon Republican Party, most of them are crooked. They're all crooked. They're puppets with one puppet master. And the question is, it's always been that question, who's the puppet master pulling the strings? When the Democrat side seems to be floundering, they pull it over to the other side and let them start winning. But it's always going in the same direction. Tell me when I'm wrong.
Well, no, and right now the puppet master is Satan, I think, in many instances. That's the guy pulling a lot of these strings. You know, this last month, Satan was proudly strolling through our streets.
I had a very nice conversation with an individual in this studio, and if you're listening, you know who you are. And at first glance, it was like, oh, we're not going to get along. We want the same thing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I made this final comment. It says, I want what you want. I just want to preserve those three pillars that allows us to get what we want. We're going to a break. Be back in 3. 254-697-6633.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chili Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chili Meat Market.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I got a great crew in here today. Got the Colonel, my wingman, CJ Grisham, Judge Andy Isaacs, my brother from another mother, Mark Borders, in here. Shelby, my board operator, doing a fantastic job. And I got some ditch doctor on the line. Let's put him. Let's get his mic hot. This mic is dead, right?
Right?
Okay. Bill? Bill, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, gentlemen, I had to call. I have a very, very delicate question, and I think I can put it to this professional group without causing trouble. So here we go.
No, Schlotsky sauce cannot be used as an infant butt cream.
And first of all, you on speaker? If you are, get off speaker.
I'm going to ask you.
Get off speaker, Bill.
Okay. Here we go. My question is, there's a statement that we make all the time on Facebook or whatever that says our forefathers would be shooting by now, and I think that's accurate, but I'm not trying to say anything deadly or dangerous or inflammable. I am asking your professional opinion.
Well, first of all, are you on speaker?
I am.
Then get off of it.
It hurts. Shame on me. I know better.
Yes, you do.
Is that better?
Yes. Yes. All right, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. So we are at a point where it would be mutually agreed by our forefathers that we should be taking much more drastic action than complaining about it on social media. So, but the government has been modified or has been retraining us for decades that if you say or do anything against the government, then you are a criminal. Well, we were criminals when we overthrew English reign on our government. So how do you do this? How do you foment the groundswell needed to take this group out of power, which is illegally there? We all know that. How do we do this without all ending up in prison with having sacrificed our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor?
We're not sacrificing those things, because we need to all go out and get another person or two more people to participate in the elections. The 16% that participated in the primary elections is not going to keep this country going and keep it right. So we have to do our sacrifice and make us support the people that have the courage to run for office. And when I say support, I mean into four figures. You're authorized to do about $2,000 a person in your family. That's a big chunk. But we need to support the people that have the courage to run, and we need to get out and get people to vote. Find your precinct captain who is in charge of your precinct and help them volunteer to work and go door to door. You have to knock on doors and say, hey, neighbor, and look for people that have flags in their yards. If they have a flag on a pole, I'll bet you they'll help.
Even if it's a rainbow flag?
Even try the rainbow flag.
I got a question here. This is a serious question, Bill. Stand by. You can comment on it in a second. But primarily, I'm asking you guys here in the room. Is the new weapon of choice social media? Because look at Mulvaney. Look at what can happen if everybody unites in thought at the same time. I have paused. Go ahead.
So I want to give, I want to give a little bit of context too, Bill. And I whenever someone brings that up to me, because, and heck, I even say it too, but I say it kind of jokingly about, you know, our forefathers would have been fighting by now. Keep in mind, our forefathers didn't have a lot of the tools that we have today. They didn't have the ability to vote the king out. They didn't have the ability to impeach the king. They didn't have the ability to elect officials that would hold the state accountable. We have those today. And also remember, it didn't just people didn't just wake up on in 1775 and decide we're going to war. This was a long fight. Now, we only have a fight every 2 years, every 4 years. And if they can endure it for 4, 5, 6 years, actually, in some cases, 10, depending on which acts it was that led up to the Revolutionary War, we can endure it for 2 and 4 years. And so, you know, when people say, oh, you can't just say voting, you know, our forefathers would have been fighting by now. Well, that's because they didn't have the vote. They didn't have a lot of the tools that we have. Our fight today is not kinetic. Now, I hope it never has to be kinetic and we have that option. But it should be, you know, the most rare of all rare options that should ever be executed. We should never look to violence in a civilized constitutional society that we have until it's the last resort.
All right. Now, we have to remember, let's go back to the original situation. We had the British Army amongst our population. They were being quartered in our houses without our permission and without the permission of our local governments. They were raping the women and girls in these houses when they stayed there. They kept the women. They sent the men to the barn. They were also eating all of the livestock and all the food the people had. Not the same thing that we have now.
So, they were burning down entire villages.
Burning down towns. They tried to burn Boston. They were blockading our coast. They were closing our ports. So there were a lot of things. It was already before we fired them. Captain Parker is famous for saying, "If we don't, we're not going to start it, but if they want war, it begins here." Yep. And they waited until the British fired the first shot.
Right.
So we lost people that day. And it says right clearly here.
You know, we're predisposed to suffer abuses. And I think today we've got more tools to suffer even more for a longer period of time because of just the society we live in.
Do you realize what would happen to that government in Washington if even 25% of the people that are eligible to vote showed up at the primary election and voted for the non-incumbent or voted for the best person, a real true conservative?
Right.
So we have lots of options available, but it does require just a little bit of sacrifice.
Did that answer your question?
Gentlemen, that's a beautiful answer. I love it, and I think maybe that's to be our job, is to drive home to the rest of America the thought that, look, if you don't want to have to go to physical violence, then this may be our last best hope.
And it only cost you $39.95.
You know, and you're right there about the last hope, because they are arming the federal government. They have bought millions of rounds of hollow point 9mm AR-556 and stocked up on this thing. They've armed the IRS. They've armed the post office. They're arming every division of the government. They're creating a civilian army, and that was one of Barack Obama's goals.
Well, the good news is I'm able to arm my entire neighborhood should the need arise. So bring it on, IRS and ATF.
I love it. Gentlemen, you are the best. You are so truly fighting the good fight. God bless us each and every one, and stay the course, brothers. Thank you for letting me on.
Good talking to you, Bill. You take care. All right, Shelby, I got how much time I got?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. CJ?
Yes.
It's your segment. Take it, buddy.
All right. So, golly, I don't even know where to start. You want to do these later?
You can do them anytime you want.
Okay.
Speak what you want. I got a caller calling in at about 10:30, so.
So there's a great story here that that Matt gave me that kind of leads into one of the things I wanted to talk about. Because I've learned, people say, CJ, where do you get your news? And they kind of laugh at me when I say, well, actually, I get my news from Twitter. And now, does that mean that I get my news from people's opinions? No. But I see all kinds of opinions that link to all kinds of news sites. And so I'm able to get left, right, center, blogs, podcasts, you name it. And I'm able to form my own decisions about things by seeing what the argument is on Twitter and whether or not I can buy that argument. And of course, I love the Socratic method, where someone makes an absurd statement. And so instead of just responding to it, I ask them an extra question. You know, what does that mean? But there's this story about how Chicago dropped murder charges against this mother who was accused of telling her son to shoot a man. And then when they dropped the charges, she sued the city. And apparently this guy had beat her and she had her son go and shoot him. But the story, and I think we'll talk a little bit more about this more in depth, but it leads to this idea that right now you hear it all the time, and everyone knows I think, you know, Andy's got the Andy, you know, he's got that. I think I'm just going to start going by CJ2A because that's what I do. You know, I just do 2A stuff all the time, do gun stuff. I'm always in on that.
I like it.
And so I've been listening to this attack on not only the attacks on Second Amendment rights, but the outright hostility towards our court system, because ever since the Bruin decision came out, we're starting to do things right. We're starting to get back to our constitutional principles on guns. And there's this argument out there that red states have a higher murder rate and gun violence rate than blue states. There's a lot of problems with that, first and foremost, that we'll talk about when we get back.
All right, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. I should have a special guest calling in. We'll take care of that. And we got lots of time, so we'll be back in 3.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV
Gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com. Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
To shut the music off, Shelby. I have to shut the music. I should have been a rock and roll DJ. That shows you how old I am. Not a VJ, but a DJ. Welcome back to the video jockey.
Oh.
I used to do that.
Really?
I did. Well, I
Where
did a club. In Japan. Oh, that's right. We got another mic now.
In Japan, I was a DJ after I graduated high school, and we had a
in Japan.
And we had a video system where instead of just playing like the CD, you'd play the video of the band. And so it was kind of like a VJ at a club, but yeah, it's fun.
You missed your calling at MTV.
Yeah, well, this was, MTV was still around, at that point. So,
well,
I mean,
look,
I graduated in 92.
I had potentially a special guest to call in. I don't know if they got tied up or not, but I had Jason Bain, owner of Backup Tactical. If you go look it up, backuptactical.com, they've got barrels, they've got compensators, they've got Magwell adapters and everything. Phenomenal service with this guy. This guy wants nothing to do but make you happy, please you with the product. And I was so impressed. I'll tell you what, Shelby, if you can scan that camera over to the wagon wheel, I'll explain it one more time. You see the wagon wheel? I use that as an illustration. I'm in the center. I'm the hub. I just collect all these expert people. Each one's a well-seasoned oak, and we make the wheel stronger and stronger. And we got that. Shelby's the metal strap on the outside. She keeps the whole thing together. You like that? Okay. So hopefully he'll call up. If he doesn't, we'll get him on the next shot. Number here is 254-697-6633. I'll tell you what, if he doesn't call, let's just finish up what you were discussing
there. So just know, we'll continue, but if he calls, I'm going to shut up and let him speak. So, but there's this huge push by everyone on the left because they are adamant, as most communists are, at undermining your right to keep and bear arms. Keep and bear arms. And this idea of, I love when people say, what do you need an AR-15 for? And as well, it's there to make you ask questions. So, because when you ask questions, you'll learn. But this idea that red states have higher murder rates, and even Gavin Newsom in a recent video going after places like Florida and Ron DeSantis tried to equate the fact that California has a, quote, lower homicide rate than Florida does. Here's the problem with that. And really, here's the problem with all these statistics that the left doesn't want you to look into. The problem with that is that, for one, states, even whether they're red or blue, states do not control crime. That's not what... you've got some state agencies. You know, we've got some DPS troopers here in Texas. You know, you've got the Bureau. You got the Texas Rangers. You got, like, the Georgia Bureau investigation, stuff like that. But they're not out there doing street crime. They're not out there running the prosecutors. They're not out there in the local courts. And in many states, a lot of these prosecutors are elected officials. When you have elected officials, you have, and we all know this, left, right, and sideways, you can't deny the fact that there are prosecutors who, on both sides, that pick and choose which laws they're going to enforce and which laws they're going to charge and how they're going to charge against those crimes. You look at the recent cases in New York with Daniel Penny and I think the other, I forgot his first name, is Williamson was his last name. So a white man and a black man, both accused of murdering somebody in a subway. However, and both accused of killing another black man. However, prosecutors decided that they were going, and by the way, both of them in self-defense. So the situation here, the only difference between the two was what they look like on the outside. Everything on the inside runs the exact same. Everything that they did in killing an individual was in self-defense. The difference is that prosecutors chose to, in New York, charge Penny instead of Williamson. Now, here's the other interesting fact. New York City does not report its crime statistics to the system, to the federal government. So when we're running, when the FBI sends out these rates and these crime statistics, it only sends out crime statistics based on the reporting from individual police departments. Texas does not run the Temple Police Department. Texas does not run the Cameron Police Department. Texas does not run Bell County Sheriff's Office. Bell County runs that. Cameron runs that. Temple runs that. And so, and not only that, but 35% the police departments that are over 35% of the U.S. population do not report statistics. So even the statistics that you do get only represent 65% of the American public. And cities like New York City and LA are among the two biggest cities, well, are the two biggest cities with the two biggest crime and murder problems that do not report these statistics. So it's easy for Gavin Newsom to say, oh, California doesn't have a high murder rate, when literally the city with the highest murder rate, although I don't know how San Francisco compares, but according to the news that I've been reading and the statistics, it's LA actually has a higher rate. So you've got the highest city not even reporting crime statistics that go into what's called the California crime.
Hang on just a second. That's the lawyer's way of telling it. What he's saying is they don't report the same.
There you go. They don't report the same. And even those departments that do report of the 65%, may classify crimes a little bit differently based not only on state but on local jurisdiction. And keep in mind as well, that doesn't include if you've got a murder where they somehow plea down to something less than murder or they plea down to something less than manslaughter. That plea deal is what gets reported, not the murder itself. And we have a problem in many of these Democrats-led cities where you've got these George Soros-funded prosecutors that are not charging violent criminals because they think that the criminal is the victim, not the victim of the criminal. Did you have something?
I didn't get a sound effect of a toilet flushing. Go ahead.
I want to point out, now, this guy that's being charged, the sergeant, he was not using a chokehold. He was using a submission hold, which cuts off blood flow to the head versus air. The guy could breathe. He did not choke him. Now, we can go back and the same thing, and they're saying here, when all this big stuff started, the guy was saying, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. You can't say, I can't breathe, if you're being choked. That's just the way it works. You can't say anything. So this whole thing started out as a big lie. And he was already dead because he was saying this in the police car because he had swallowed what? A whole handful of drugs, illegal drugs he had to prevent the cops from finding them. So
you
he
mean
took.
To tell me that George Floyd was not murdered.
Oh,
gosh, I can't believe that.
A whole handful. He had fentanyl. He'd taken enough fentanyl to kill two or three people, and it had paralyzed his diaphragm. He could not breathe. That's true, but it was self-inflicted. And all these cops, he had his knee up there on the side of his head, on the side of his neck. He was not cutting off his windpipe.
the White House, the politicians, the news agencies, the military, all their top echelons are working in lockstep together. If you don't believe that was an orchestrated event, I got some swampland in Florida to sell you.
And the juries, what a heap of manure these juries were that convicted this guy of something that's impossible to do.
They can pick those out real well, just like they can pick out politicians. Those were all put there for
jury selection nowadays.
Voir dire is where the case can be won or lost,
not
the case itself. And the Gavin Newsom also, and I'm using this as an excuse because, or as a focus, because he's the biggest name right now pushing this nonsense. He's quoting 2020 statistics, and we all know that the 2020 statistics are about 2019 crime. So what happened in 2020? We had the summer of love, peace, harmony. You know, where we were all putting flowers in barrels and loving each other and, helping old ladies across the street and open doors for the women. And
we could sweep this out of here. I know.
Wow.
And it's true that in the 2020 statistics, which again, subtract a year because that's actually 2019, the murder rate in red states was 6.96 versus 5.1 in blue states. But if you go to the very next year, which was available when Gavin Newsom made this claim recently, the 21 statistics were out there, the murder rate in blue cities more or nearly doubled. It went from 5.1 to 10.8, while the murder rate in so-called red states went just from 6.96 to just 7.3, not even a half a percentage. And so the blue states completely outnumbered. But even those numbers, you can't use those. You can't use those because a state does not control. So what is the best way to determine what is a murder rate? You go down to the county level because the county level is where the rubber meets the road. That's where justice is administered. That's where law enforcement do their job. That's where crime is combated, is at the county level. And if you look at the county level, the murder rates in and you know, these things use Biden versus Trump, but I'm just going to use blue versus red because it's the voters that matter. Every single county or every single year, it was blue counties have a higher murder rate than red counties.
All right, look, I'm fixing to take a break. I was going to talk about American Valor Foundation, but I'm not going to put it
with that.
When we come back after the break, I got Mark Boyer in here, volunteer fireman for the Cameron Fire Department. He's going to give you some great information, and I'm going to promote American Valor Foundation. Chris Kyle, Wayne Kyle, Chris's dad, run the foundation. He's got a great program, sponsors the program here. I want you all to go check it out, so I'll talk about it when we get back in a few minutes.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. Do you know the story about Smoke on the Water? That's just nasty, man. Get that off your phone. It's just what is up with that?
It's a hot dog.
I know, but my gosh.
Total CJ thing.
Welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, I think. Number is 254-697-6633. You want to be on? Give me a call. Don't forget, we had an answer for the quote, but we don't have a person calling in for the word of the day. The word of the day was construct. If you can put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call. I'll give you a cup, coffee mug. Pretty cool. But right now,
somebody got my quote, though.
Yes, they did. And they got a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place.
Ma's Place. He wanted a coffee mug.
But right now, I got my brother from another mother, volunteer fireman for the Cameron Fire Department. He's got some great information. He's always prepared, has a list, and he was on time. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hey, I'm standing next to Matt because I love this man. He and Shelby are the perfect team to put out the honest-to-God truth out there because they do their research and they work together in harmony as a great team.
He's actually can hear him perfectly.
Perfectly? Okay.
Oh, that's perfect.
So he's speaking from down low.
I am, with my heart, okay? Because I'm an American. Yes. But listen, I've got limited time, so I want to be specific as to what we get out there. So my topics today is representing the Cameron Volunteer Fire Department, fireworks safety, driving during the weekend, recruiting new hard chargers and committed firefighters for Milam County, and also water donations, because water is life, and we need more water out there when we're fighting our fires. And the reason I am including driving during the weekend is because one of our big responsibilities is to go out and
scrape you off the side of the road.
That's pretty painful, yes, but that is exactly right. Yeah. And sometimes we'll be stuck in a traffic accident, a regrettable traffic accident with casualties for several hours. And so it's very important, especially with this weekend coming up.
Slow down, move over.
The fire department, every time I've been out on one of those calls, has been always, especially Cameron's been always been real professional, good people. Help you with whatever you need help with, good people. As a judge, I've always respected them.
Thank you, Judge Andy Isaac. We love you, too. All right, so fireworks safety. We got a great weekend coming up, 4th of July weekend. God bless America. That's when a lot of people get killed on the highways and a lot of fires are happening. I want you to understand, everyone, you wonderful, awesome listeners to this radio show, that fireworks is illegal in city limits. Fireworks is illegal in city limits.
Does that include gunfire?
Damn your ass.
Well, actually, I do have a question about that. What constitutes a firework?
Well, I don't know. I'm just a volunteer fireman with a GED of like 12.
I mean, like sparklers, are those illegal?
No, well, I'll tell you what.
Poppers are not, because they're sold year-round at the dollar store. You can have those. It's the gunpowder.
It makes an explosion.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's a good question. I will look up the answer and get back to you, sir.
I'll ask an attorney.
All right, Frisard. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Okay. But listen, everyone. Every year, I have people firing fireworks in my neighborhood. And I will call the police department on them because it is illegal and they are risking not only their property, but my property. And the wonderful lady next door who's restricted to a wheelchair, she can't get out of her burning house because your dumbass is firing off fireworks. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Matt.
I'll go greet the FCC and let them.
That's no, it's wrong. That's just an unintelligent donkey.
And I've been called that many times in my life. Yes. So if you're outside of the city limits, and we've all discussed that firing fireworks inside of city limits is illegal, right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Also inside your house.
Oh, inside your house is a bad idea. But if you're outside of the city limits, please prepare your area by mowing the area, removing all the trash in the area that could catch fire, and also wetting down the area before you use it. Make sure that it's a safe environment. Have a water bucket handy. If you are doing sprinklers and they are extinguished, put them in the water bucket.
Mark, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
We have constitutional carry now.
Yes.
The people can just go by and carry a gun. Do you think they train most of them?
No, because people are stupid.
So what we're doing here is just as a matter of fact, because we all know what's going to happen, right?
I want to inspire somebody who says that person next door is throwing fireworks in my yard.
Yes.
And I want the police to come and arrest
them. That man is shooting across my lawn. So I get it. Keep going.
Oh, man, you gun enthusiast fanatic person. All right, but never aim. This is so stupid that I got to tell you, but it happens every year. Never aim rockets at living or flammable targets like your brother.
Man, you're taking all the fun out of it.
Man, there goes my childhood.
Okay, look, I got somebody backing you up here. I'm not going to say their name, okay? But they're a good listener. They're saying amen to you, thank you. They were shooting off those big fireworks here this year. I just had moved in and thought my house was going to go up in flames.
Well, also, have you don't use Roman candles to chase each other around the yard?
I'm like CJ. I use 5.56. Okay?
No, but a big problem out like where I live and way out in Marlow, there's the golf course road, the country club road. There's always a bunch of firework debris left. People that go out there and do that, at least pick up your trash. But keep in mind, those fields are filled with freshly baled hay and cattle that don't belong to you.
And they don't celebrate the 4th of July.
And how hard is it to put out a burning bale of hay?
Brother, it
takes
days. Oh,
but these are open fields and all that. There's always constant leftover firework debris. Just please don't set my neighbor's fields on fire.
Oh, that is so important because even though you're dumb and you create a grass fire, it spreads with the wind.
They're going to run if they set that on fire. They're not going to try to put it out. They're
going to
bail.
Yeah, I'm used to that myself.
Yeah.
And it jumps the road onto some innocent person's mm-hmm. place that are gone. They're out of town for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yes, so please be careful. And if you're a neighbor and you witness this, report it. It's your own property that you're going to be saving. Okay, now let's move on to driving during the weekend because my time is very limited. The police are increasing, and they're watching the roads looking for drunk drivers. And during the weekend, when there's increased traffic, there's millions of people on the roads, which means there's millions of opportunities for a traffic accident. And there's hundreds of thousands of opportunities for drunk drivers to kill innocent people on the roads, which means there's hundreds of thousands of opportunities that I'm going to get a call to come and take care of that situation. And I'm a lazy guy. I don't want to do that. Okay? So please, have a designated driver. It will prevent a lot of problems. If you're on the highways, plan your route accordingly and take plenty of stops along the way. Please, we don't want to come out to a traffic accident. And let me get on here. Oh, even though you've gotten away with drunk driving, do you really want to go out and kill an innocent family celebrating their weekend? Consider that. I hope I'm throwing some guilt on you.
You know, Mark, there's one thing. You could do everything right. It's the other person. It may cross your lane. You did everything right, but that person can mess up your life. So,
as a motorcycle rider, that I live with that all the time. Yeah.
You know, and I guarantee you that if you've had too much to drink as a worst-case scenario and you don't drive home, that if you call the local police department and say, hey, look, I've tried to reach my friends. I can't. Can I just get a ride home so that I'm not drinking and driving? I guarantee you the majority of police officers would rather take you home. You can call me and I'll charge you $50 to take you home, which is a lot cheaper than my $150 an hour to represent you in court.
Absolutely. Thank you, CJ. That was brilliant. I like him.
You know, I have a deal about DWI. They call it driving while under the influence, or you're incapacitated. So if you're incapacitated and you decide, you don't decide to drive then, you made the decision to keep the keys in your pocket when you started drinking. At that point, it's all done. Because if you run into somebody and kill them, they increase the charge, but it was nothing different. It was just that they had bad luck and were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you ran into them because you were incapacitated. Anybody that drives drunk should get the same penalty as somebody that has an accident driving drunk, because there was no change in their behavior. They did not deliberately cause that accident. It was caused when they kept the keys in their pocket and started drinking.
Either way, Colonel, they're stupid, and stupid people should pay the price. Okay, hey, I've got a lot of information here, so I'm going to shoot it out real fast.
No, don't shoot it out fast. Kill the minute. We'll come back after the break. We'll finish it up.
Yeah,
okay.
Important.
All right. Drunk drivers suck, so don't do it.
Yeah.
All right?
Agreed.
Oh, man. We love this country. We love each other. Because, man, we need peace and harmony in this world right now. So don't drink and drive. If you kill somebody, you should pay the price, okay? I think so.
Okay. I got a little time left, don't I?
30 seconds.
All right. I got 30 seconds. With that, give us a call here, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, let's try this one more time. The word of the day is construct. It's a noun, an idea, or theory containing various conceptual elements, typically one considered to be subjective and not based on empirical evidence. It comes from the headline, Outrage as Planned Parenthood Declares Virginity a Social Construct. Give me a call, put the word construct into a sentence, and get yourself a prize. Be back in three. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Captain Metro Radio program, hour number three. Matt, your host. I got a crew here, man. What a crew I got. All great people. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, 98.5 FM KRXT. You can check us out live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call into the studio at 697-6633. Don't forget, it's turned into a podcast form on Podbean, Apple, Spotify. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the top of the page. You'll hear the recording of the last, most current show. Center of the page is a donation button. Feel free to donate on a monthly basis if your heart feels led to do so. It helps out tremendously. The sponsors. Look at all the sponsors on that page. I cannot be on the air without those sponsors and private contributors, and I can't thank you enough. So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, the listening audience, to please do business with the sponsors if at all possible. I know if they don't have something, sure, go somewhere else. I try myself personally to go to the sponsors to support the program for obvious reasons. I mean, do it local. I've got a couple of national brands. So the corporations look at me. They're approving of it. So we're doing good. But I need your help by supporting the sponsors who support the program, one of which is American Valor Foundation. And I'm highlighting this one specifically, 4th of July, Independence. Wayne Kyle, the father of Chris Kyle, Sniper Chris Kyle. I've had him on the show a couple times. Great guy. He's got a great foundation. And CJ, I believe you're familiar with the foundation as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, in a general way, I know Chris Kyle. I knew Chris Kyle before he died and worked with him on PTSD issues and had followed his father ever since in the creation of the AFF or AVF.
The American Valor Foundation. So if to support them, they've got hats, shirts, all sorts of stuff. And what they do is they support first responders, police, military. Just read the website. They show their financials. It's all legit. Wayne's a great guy. He really is. So support that foundation, and you'll be supporting a whole bunch of people as well.
Okay? And they do a lot of different types of fundraisers. Like for wounded warriors, sometimes they need specialized gym equipment based on their disability, and they help with stuff like that. So
very good. Okay, let me get back to Mark. Cameron Fire Department volunteer, brother from another mother. We go back a long ways, and I didn't want to rush you, Mark, so go ahead and finish it up, buddy.
Okay, and I do want to say, if you go to the sponsors of this radio show, then you're also creating a relationship, and I think relationship is really important, especially with this radio show. So thank you, all the sponsors out there, and thank you, listeners, for going to them. Okay, with the Cameron Volunteer Fire Department, it's the fire season, and I don't know if anybody noticed, but it's hot and it's dry outside. and it's the season. So I want you to know that Milam County has approximately, 25,000 people, according to the 2021 census, and Milam County is 1,017 square miles. That's a lot of terrain to cover. Now, in Milam County, we have several volunteer fire departments, but in those fire departments, they have limited resources and limited people. Some of those people have families, they have jobs, they go out of town for vacation sometimes, so we are very limited. And today, my closing segment is about recruiting some hard chargers and committed firefighters from Milam County. Whether you're in Cameron or Buchholz or Rosebud, we need help. So, if anyone... I'm reading my notes, folks. I'm sorry. I'm not very good at this.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mark. You need help. What's better? I mean, I know anybody that are physically able. I get that. But what's better? A single young buck or Jane who maybe is economically self-sufficient where... And they're in good shape, and they're motivated? Or what are you looking for?
That's a great question, qualifications. Matt. Qualifications. That is leading into my next paragraph. God, I love you guys. You're wonderful. Okay, so let me tell you that there is no prior training necessary because we are going to give you on-the-job training when you get to the fire station. And we can start as low as 14 years of age for the Junior Firefighters Program. Right, so summertime, you're not in school anymore.
Get them off the streets, man.
Oh, that, and it builds a sense of responsibility. Yeah. So if mom and dad, you want to encourage your young son or daughter to maybe start being responsible in the community, you could encourage them to go to the volunteer fire department. Now, in Cameron, I can't speak for the other fire departments, but in Cameron, on Monday nights at 6:30, we start our weekly training meetings. A lot of the times they're board meetings, but most of the time it's training, and we do a lot of maintenance on the vehicles and the equipment, the saws, the jaws of life, things of that nature. But there is no prior training required. You can start at 14 years old. And mom and dad, you're probably saying, well, 14, I don't want my son to go into a burning house. But no, in the junior firefighting program, they are more of a support element, a support team that can operate maybe at the fire truck running hoses. They can get special equipment out of the fire trucks to give to us while we go back inside the fire situation.
Yeah, when I was 14 and 15, I was an explorer. And, you know, that would be like, well, we don't want him chasing after murderers. No, I was helping with traffic, or I was, you know, if the police officer needed a flashlight out of his trunk, I'd go get the flashlight.
Exactly.
Or, you know, if we were helping some lady get a cat out of a tree, you know, whatever it was, you did the little things. You're not out there fighting crime and, you know, busting people, or in your case, knocking out fires.
When you're helping to get the cat out of the tree, what are you doing? Bringing him his high powered rifle? What are you doing?
No, I just I provided moral encouragement.
They were throwing CJ into
They were.
Catch him.
Here, get him. Grab him while you're up there.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. And CJ, thanks for that. But yes, it builds a sense of leadership, responsibility, teamwork. It's positive, and you're giving back to the community. Now, there's only about 34 volunteer firemen in Cameron, and because of job and city life, there might be about 15 that will actually respond to a fire situation. We are going to need a lot more. As it gets drier and it gets hotter, those fields are going to catch fire somehow, some way, and sometimes we're stuck out there for days on end.
They're already drying up, man. They're already drying up. With the wind and the sun, the temperatures like this, we're not even in the summer yet. I mean, we are, but we're not in the deep summer.
Man, you just touched on something very important. And all it takes, ladies and gentlemen, is for a broken bottle or a glass out there in the field to catch the right sun ray, and it will act as a magnifying glass, and it will start the grass fire. Now, around your house, also, you can help prevent a fire by just cleaning up your environment. Get rid of the clutter. Get rid of the shrubbery that's been left over after all the wind blowing down all the tree branches and things. Get rid of that clutter. Protect your home so we don't have to come and put out the fire.
Mark, what about fire extinguishers?
Fire extinguishers are so important. I've got three in my house. You've got four in yours. I know. And you
more than that.
Yes, you do.
I got them in every bedroom, next to the beds. I got the one, main ones next to the wood stove. But does the fire department sell those, or would somebody have to go somewhere? Because there's the ones at Walmart, and then you can actually go to a place that sells extinguishers, the metal casings, the high grade. Do you do that kind of stuff?
No, we don't. Again, it's a volunteer fire department, so we don't have the resources to provide that to the public. So you can get them at O'Reilly's. You can get them at
Academy.
Perfect. Walmart, of course. But try to get the right extinguisher for the right job. ABC is always the universal thing to go to. It'll take out not electrical fires per se, but it'll take out wood, a gas stove. It'll smother it.
It's usually your standard extinguisher. If you're doing grease or something like that, or an electrical fire, like I've got a different one in the truck in case there's a gas fire in the truck or electrical fire. I've got a different one in the kitchen for those type of deals. But in general, the red ones for general purpose. So that covers a lot.
Right. And before we run out of time again, I just want to put this out that we need help in the Cameron Volunteer Fire Department. So if you have time, if you're in the area, if you're retired, if you're a young man or a lady that would like to get out there, and we've got young ladies in the fire department that do a great job. They come out and they run hose. They grab equipment like the Halligan tools or the axe. They know where everything is. And guys, I'm sorry to say this, but usually the women are smarter and they can respond a lot faster. But also, if you're interested, please, Cameron Volunteer Fire Department has a Facebook page. I don't have Facebook, so I didn't know about that. But you can go on KMIL, you can go on the city website, or if you have Facebook, go to Cameron Volunteer Fire Department Facebook page and say, hey, I'm interested in serving my community unselfishly because I like this place. And also... Monday nights, yeah, you know my feelings on that.
You're funny.
But Monday nights at 6:30 in Cameron, I will be there at the fire station, and I can introduce you to the fire equipment. We can look at the fire trucks, the booster trucks, and we can get you an application to join our club. And this club is for the community. It's not about us. It's about protecting Cameron.
What would prevent somebody from being accepted? When you say application, I got 20 seconds.
That's a good question. 20 seconds left. Let me put it out there that it's hot, it's dry. We need all the water donations we can get, please. Because, man, it's hot out there.
All right, look, we're going to a break. Mark's going to be in the studio, I'm sure, for the rest of the show. So if you got a question or comment, give us a call, 254-697-6633.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spay? Clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com. U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, got about 40 minutes left in the program. I'll tell you what, it's as though I did 3 days worth of programming here today. We got some great people in the studio. I've always got great people. I'm smart enough to know to have smarter people around me. Okay, that is the key about the wagon wheel. I'm in this guy who's just like, oh, I don't know how to do that, but I know somebody who does. And I get them all together. And I'm looking in here in the studio. We almost have a complete circle almost. And it's just great people. Fantastic. I got the Colonel, Rayford Brown. He's my wingman. Judge, Andy Isaacs. Shelby, I couldn't do it without you. CJ Grisham. You've been around, buddy. We've been talking to each other for quite a while. Mark, my mother from another... Two-way. That's right.
CJ Two-way.
My brother from another mother. I'll tell you what, though, CJ, with this segment here, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be doing true stories of self-defense. But right now, I wanted you to hit a few key things that you had and some articles. Let's do it in this segment here.
Yeah, so I'll just do some really quick things and get to these articles. But this is for gun owners out there. Several issues. The ATF is out of control, like completely out of control, completely unconstitutional, doing everything it can to undermine our rule of law and our constitutionally protected values. For one, there's a letter that went out about forced reset triggers. Now, I know not everybody out there has a forced reset trigger. What a forced reset trigger is, it's a mechanism inside a firearm that forces your finger back so that you, as you're applying pressure, it basically decreases your rate of fire. That's what it does. Now, federal law under 921 does not make increased rate of fire a crime. It does not turn a rifle or a pistol into a machine gun. There's no such thing as increased rate of fire. It's automatic fire. And the way that the federal law defines this is a single pull of the trigger and multiple rounds with that single pull. Well, what the ATF is trying to say is that a forced reset trigger creates it to where you're doing constant pressure, and therefore it's, and the mechanism is resetting the trigger for you. Well, sorry, that's not how the federal law reads, because it's still a separate pull of the trigger. It's just who's doing the resetting.
CJ, are they just bored? Who's the person that goes, hey, look what I found?
I'm telling you, this is an attack and an assault from the Biden administration on gun owners. They are doing everything they can because they know that they're losing in the courts. They know that they're losing in the Congress, that they're losing in the states. And so the only thing they have left are their stormtroopers. So if you have a force reset trigger and you get a letter from the ATF, here's what you need to do. You have several options. One, you can ignore it. And then you risk, of course, somebody coming up to your house. But then when they come to your house, demand to see a warrant. If they don't have a warrant, tell them to get off your property. All right, you have that right. You do not have to answer questions. You do not have to say that you ever purchased a force reset trigger. You do not have to say that you owned a force reset trigger. You don't have to sell that you sold it, that you moved it. It doesn't matter. It's none of their business. The fact that you bought something in the past is not proof that you have something in the present, whether it's legal or not. They have to have probable cause that you own something you are not legally allowed to own. The force reset trigger issue is also a letter. It's just a letter. It's an open letter to federal firearms licensees, the people that sell guns. It's not a rule that's been added to the register, and it's that gives consumers notice. And it's also not a law that Congress has passed. So therefore, it's unenforceable. The second thing you can do is you can take the forced reset trigger out of your gun just to be safe, and you don't have to worry about it. Again, even if you take it out of your gun and the ATF shows up, don't answer questions. Do not answer questions. Call an attorney. I'm already dealing with this. I've got clients that have hired me just in case. And then finally, the last thing you can do is you can just completely destroy or sell or get rid of the forced reset trigger. I don't advise that either, because if the government forces you to destroy or take something of yours, the Constitution requires that you be reimbursed for it. They cannot confiscate your property without due process of law, period. All right, so that's the forced reset trigger. That's a small one. There have been a lot of federal cases also dealing with gun rights. There was recently a case with a federal judge that said that even people who have been convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence, that it's unconstitutional to prevent them from carrying guns. I want everybody here to know that that does not apply to you. Don't think that just because a court has said that, that a domestic violence convict, the law is unconstitutional, that it applies to you. It's just a local, federal, or I guess a trial court ruling right now. The next one is...
Wait. Domestic violence. You know how you don't like drunk drivers, which I don't either. Right. Domestic violence, it can be misinterpreted. And let me be very clear what I'm talking about. Somebody can amp up a charge.
Oh, yeah.
I am no way in favor of somebody doing domestic violence. No freaking way.
And by you mean actual physical contact.
I told your wife could beat you up.
Whether it's verbal, physical, whatever, man. No. There's no reason for that. Mm-mm. But sometimes, so what I'm trying to get at is this. If those are the cases and they're convicted for those three, mental, physical, verbal, whatever, and it's caused a detrimental problem to the other person, I don't want that
actual injury.
I don't want that person having a firearm.
Yeah.
But if you're getting harped like a red flag, hey, I don't like that guy. I'm going to just say red flag, red room. Okay. And we got to be careful here, man.
I've seen cases where I've had to magistrate people. Y'all know what an EPO is? An emergency protection order. Emergency protective order. So if CJ's boyfriend beats him up, we give him an EPO and he can't go back over there. Well, I've seen guys that can't take care of their urges, and their girlfriend calls them, come over, baby, I'm ready for you. And they go over there, and she calls a cop on him. He violated EPO. You know, there's all kinds of consequences here. But I'm like, y'all, domestic violence, I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
That, you know, I'm tired of reading KB.
That goes with me with sexual predator. What do they call them?
Pedophile.
No, when you got to put a sign in front of your yard.
Yeah, that's I'm a sexual predator.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Oh, the registry.
Yeah, sex.
If you're 16 registry. To 19 or 20, and you're indulging in puppy love, and your hormones are raging, the solution for that is daddy behind the barn.
Yeah.
Daddy takes the guy behind the barn, pummels him a few times, says, "You leave my daughter alone." That's justice.
Yeah.
But when you commit this person to a lifelong registry of a sex offender. That's the word I was looking for.
I don't go for it.
But you get somebody and they're going to children, little children or stuff like, if you're out of that parameter, I'm sorry. That's how I am. That's what I believe. That's what I think. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. But that's the case because it ruins lives. It's like the red flags. It ruins lives. You got to be very careful with this kind of stuff. Puppy love. Look back on your life, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm from the street, okay? So maybe my life's a little different than yours. But when I'm looking at 16 to 19 to 21 in that range, anywhere in there, a boy and a girl, and they're respectful to one another in the sense of they're having a relationship as compared to ones just dominating and being... Okay, I'm not talking about that. But if they're in their puppy love, give me a freaking break.
I've been married nearly 30 years to the woman I could have been thrown in jail dating.
Okay, for perfect dating. Example.
Yeah. So just because of numbers. Yeah. But... And I also agree with you. I look at...
Generally, in Milam County, you can't get a conviction on it, by the way.
Okay. Domestic violence is domestic violence. The problem I have with the word domestic violence and the fact that it's a discriminator is, you know, if my wife and I are having an argument and I throw a plate onto the ground, not even at her, that can be construed as domestic violence if the wrong person sees it.
Exactly.
But I mean, if you make physical contact, if you're emotionally abusive and all that, that's a whole nother thing. I'm talking about just the blanket, just like this felony issue. So here's the other court case. There's another court case out there that affects a few more people that if you're a nonviolent felon, a prohibition on nonviolent felons from being able to keep and bear arms is unconstitutional. Again, definitely the people listening to this show, but if you're online and you're somewhere else, the likelihood that applies to you is very low because it has to go. The only time it's really going to apply to you is if, like, you live in Texas and it's the state Supreme Court or the Court of Criminal Appeals, then it applies to you as a Texan. Or if you're in the Fifth Circuit, it applies to you as a Texan, Louisiana, or Mississippi.
We're talking about, like, bank fraud. Insurance for all that kind of stuff with these felonies, some of these felonies.
Right. And whatever happened to you, commit the crime, you do the time, and you should have a clean slate. And I'm not talking about heinous stuff here. I'm not talking about kidnapping, rape, and all that kind of stuff. You people need to rot. What I'm talking about is the white collar crime and this stuff, the minimal crime.
Well,
here you get charged with a felony and you get your rights taken away and you go serve 5-10 years and you come out and you can't do it. And they've got a spot in the government that is designed for that to get your slate clean, but they don't fund it.
Yeah.
And here's a perfect example of why I think these crimes are on their way or this prohibition's on their way out. The Michigan House just passed a bill that would make using wrong pronouns a felony.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes,
man.
And it's fineable of up to $10,000. If
I didn't call you they or them, and
right.
I used his or her, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. So, and that's the problem is if the government can say that you can't have a gun if you're convicted of a felony, what's to stop the government from making everything a felony, a traffic citation?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that Governor Halfwit up there that did that?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well,
isn't it already that everybody commits 3 felonies a day? So if if you don't know what your the law even exists, but if somebody they say ignorance, show me the person, I'll show you the crime.
Ignorance is no excuse for the law. Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a break. Be back in 3.
What do we have time?
It was 20 seconds, not 10. But I mean, we can go now.
Okay, there we killed a little bit of time.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I think we're at our most favorite segment, don't you think, Shelby?
I love it. Oh! I almost got hit in the face with the mic.
Well, get you in too, huh? All right.
Not me too.
We're going to do true stories of self-defense from the American Rifleman. We're going to learn what to do and what not to do from these stories. And this particular one... Gentlemen, I've got two different issues because they were short on the stories. I've got this one from August of 2007. I'm going to read the first one, then Shelby, you'll go, and then we'll go around the room like this. Okay. Take notes. These are cold reads. Police are praising the courage of a concealed carry permit holder who helped subdue a gunman in a deadly bank robbery. Chris Chappell was making a withdrawal when a man opened fire, killing two tellers and wounding two others. Chappell ran out of the bank and drew his gun. Taking cover behind his SUV, the gunman tried to flee the bank but encountered Chappell and ran back inside. At the time, two passing sheriff's deputies noticed the disturbance and turned around to investigate. The gunman grabbed a hostage and made another attempt to escape, but he was met by Chappell and the deputies. When the gunman stumbled, one of the deputies subdued him with a gunshot. Quote, "It's certainly commendable," said the sheriff. "It's obvious he played a key role in keeping the guy there until we could get there." Listen, where am I going, everybody? You should have had the freaking thing on you. You should have taken these suckers down right from the get-go. Right from the get-go. So you need to carry your... Ladies and gentlemen, it's not... What's that commercial? "It ain't your daddy's Buick." Mm-hmm. It's not the way it used to be. I know people very close to me who wouldn't carry a firearm, but have seen how things have changed, and now they're changing their attitude and carrying it. Because let me tell you something. If I'm going to put my life on the line for you, by carrying a gun and coming to defend a third person. If I need help and there you are just looking at me with your jaw down and your eyes open, like, I don't know what to do. Thanks a lot, man. I've paused. Go ahead.
I hope mine is a little more
exciting. She wants one with a kill.
Can't help it. I like the bloodshed.
Stop.
All right. Where am I? On Brian Smith was walking towards his apartment.
No, no, you have five people.
No? Oh, you read the big one. Okay. Yeah. Five people on a crime spree with an unloaded pistol and a baseball bat had robbed a 16-year-old of a cell phone, silver chain, and wallet, and also had attempted to carjack a couple in their driveway. Later, according to police, they attempted to carjack a man at a car wash. The would-be victim, however, a concealed carry permit with a 9mm handgun, which he used to shoot one of his assailants. Yes. The injured suspect accomplices took him to the hospital where he succumbed to his injuries.
Are you happy?
Yeah. I'm ecstatic. Anyway, the surviving suspects face armed robbery charges.
What don't you do at a real gunfight?
Bring an unloaded gun.
There you go.
and here's the thing legally, too. Just because you've got an unloaded gun or a fake gun or even no gun at all, but you got your finger in a hoodie or something like that, that's still armed robbery. Look, if the victim believes that you have a gun.
You show me a fake gun, an airsoft gun, I'm taking you down.
Yeah, that's it.
I can tell you even from an airsoft fight, a controlled situation, that when you run out of airsoft pellets or ammunition, you do not stand around with your teeth in your mouth because I looked like I had been beat up. Peppered all over.
I was witness to that. It was great. Okay.
Brian Smith was walking toward his apartment when two men approached him. Police say the men pretended to be lost but became violent as Smith gave directions. One of the men pulled a revolver from his waistband, but Smith, who was a concealed carry permit, reacted swiftly, drawing his own revolver, firing two shots. One suspect was injured and arrested at the hospital while the other remains at large. Kalamazoo Gazette, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Can you make any commentary to that? I got plenty.
I'm glad he pulled his pistol. I'm glad he shot him.
One's hurt and one's away. You know why? Yeah. Probably lack of practice. 8 to 12 pound trigger pull on a revolver. Probably pulled it, if he's a right-handed shooter, down and to the right. Missed the target, whereas he could have had a dead shot to the
head. Got to practice.
All right.
CJ,
take it away.
All right. Upon leaving her ex-boyfriend charged with domestic violence and stalking, speaking of domestic violence, a woman began carrying a firearm for protection. According to police, her next encounter with the violent ex-boyfriend occurred at a store where the man, quote, threatened great bodily harm. The woman reported the threats to police, and they followed her home to be sure the man wasn't there. Officers searched inside the home, found nothing suspicious, but they did not check under the porch. When police arrived, the ex-boyfriend burst from under the home.
No, when he left. The police left.
Oh, When the police left, the ex-boyfriend burst from under the home. The woman shot at him, but she missed and fled inside. Minutes later, the ex-boyfriend broke down the back door and rushed at the woman, apparently not learning his lesson, who shot her assailant twice. He was found hiding in a nearby garage by police. The moral of the story is, if you live in a trailer, wrap your porch.
No, yeah. Don't miss when you shoot.
Yeah, don't miss when you shoot.
All right, Mark, go ahead, buddy.
All right. An elderly man, very similar to me, discovered an intruder less than one-third his age burglarizing his boat, which I wish I had. Police say the young criminal sprang at the man, stabbing him in the chest. Despite his injuries, the victim retrieved a shotgun and fired upon his assailant, causing him to flee. The victim was expected to recover from his injuries. The suspect was charged with attempted murder after he was found seeking treatment for gunshot wounds. Well, unlike me, or unlike him, I would have killed the bastard, and it would have been done.
When you load your shotgun, select your shot
slugs
appropriately.
What Mark really meant to say was he would have stopped...
Get rendered aid.
You would have stopped the threat.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you. I apologize.
Okay. According to police, a 36-year-old man awoke to popping noises resounding from the back of his residence. He took a .40 caliber handgun from his room and walked down the hallway to investigate.
Very good.
Matt said, attaboy.
Attaboy.
Detecting movement from the rear bathroom, the man opened the door and found a 16-year-old climbing through the window and another standing outside. Both boys wore cotton gloves. The homeowner held both suspects at gunpoint until law enforcement arrived. Police arresting the boys on suspicion of burglary and possession of burglary tools.
You know, Colonel, I would have done the same thing. If I have control of the situation and I see these are young, stupid boys, but I got control, I'm not going to cap them.
Okay, the important thing here is that they complied with his orders.
Yes.
Had they not complied, they would probably not be here.
Hey, complying with the orders of law enforcement is a pretty cool thing also. If a cop tells you to stop, maybe you should stop.
Okay, we're going to continue on. This is some September. The last one was just from August 2007. This is September 2007. We'll do it again here. We've got, I think, five stories. I doubt we'll get it in, but we'll get them all in before the end of the show. Police say two or three men who broke into a home looking for drugs messed up big time. Yeah. The victims had never seen them before. They probably picked the wrong house, explained the sheriff. The suspects entered the location, confronted the husband, and demanded to know where the pot was. When the couple said they didn't know anything about marijuana, the frustrated intruders began to beat them.
I'd have been like, they're in the kitchen.
While they focused on the husband, the wife went to the bedroom to retrieve a firearm. On her way back, she was confronted in the hallway by one of the intruders and shot him several times. The suspects fled, but the injured intruder was found lying nearby and arrested.
Excellent.
All right, not bad. I'll just say not bad.
We got to promote that because she supported her husband.
That's right.
That's right, Shelby.
All right.
Leroy Hudson was asleep upstairs while his wife Janice slept downstairs. Uh oh.
Had a fight, did they?
I don't know, but
she probably fell asleep watching TV.
Yeah, if it was a fight, he would have been downstairs.
Yeah.
Both awoke with an alarm to loud, suspicious noises coming from their enclosed back porch. That was enclosed. Leroy got a firearm while Janice called 911 to report an intruder. Leroy, 71, opened the door and encountered a man in his mid-20s. He demanded to know what the intruder was doing here in hopes to getting him to leave. But the man refused to speak, instead moving towards Hudson, who fired a single shot, incapacitating him.
Lovely wording there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Incapacitating.
Does that mean dead?
He stopped him.
Oh.
He stopped him. A pastor and a 17-year-old boy were guarding their church's fireworks stand late at night when a group of suspicious juveniles approached. According to police, suspects tried to enter the stand and concocted a phony story when confronted. They returned 30 minutes later. This time, two or three suspects attempted to distract the pastor while the others went around and again tried to sneak inside the stand. When the 17-year-old confronted them, they began assaulting him, said Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Deputy, the boy screamed for help. The pastor answered his cry, shooting one of the assailants, who will be arrested after his release from the hospital.
Amen.
Four
to that.
Other juveniles were also arrested, and the 17-year-old was treated and released at the hospital.
Praise God.
All right.
And three armed men allegedly barged through the unlocked front door of a home occupied by five men and a woman, most of them students.
Say what? No, five men and a woman?
Let's not.
Okay, let's.
Never mind.
Let's take a break. We'll read this story, make sure it's clean.
We were all right.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
It's off now.
Yeah.
And it was a good song. Okay. Scheduled. Welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing up the program, final segment. Hey, we got a special treat for you, too. Before the end of the show, don't forget now, 4th of July is Tuesday. And I've got a lovely lady. I got an inside source to a lovely lady. The Colonel's lovely wife will be calling up and singing to us.
Today?
Colonel, what's she going to sing? God bless America.
God bless America.
God bless
America. Give us a verse.
So it's going to be great. If you haven't heard her before, she was in the studio one time, and
she was for Christmas and New Year, and right. It was great.
It was great. So I was a little hesitant because I wasn't sure if it would come through clearly over the phone, but we're going to try it anyway.
We're going to do it.
All right. You got a story. Go ahead.
Okay. It's my turn again. Three armed men allegedly barged through an unlocked front door of a home of an occupied of five men and one woman, most of them students. Police say the residents fled in multiple directions as the suspects raided the home. One of the victims grabbed a semi-automatic AK-47 and hid in the closet. He heard two shots fired somewhere in the home, and the next thing he knew, the intruders was trying to force his way into the closet with a handgun. The victim fired three rounds, killing the gunman. He did everything possible to avoid a physical confrontation. The last thing he wanted to do is kill somebody, said Orlando Deputy Sheriff Carlos Padilla, who didn't know why the house was targeted. Deep down in his heart, he felt his friends were gonna get killed.
You know, this is like, you know, they say, dude, no one needs a quote-unquote assault weapon. Well, he did.
Yeah, he
All right. Mark.
Hello, sir. According to police, a teenager asked a 16-year-old acquaintance if he could stay the night, claiming he was experiencing problems at home. The acquaintance agreed, presumably under the impression the teen was a friend. But this was no friendly visit.
Once
invited inside by the 16-year-old and his mother, the teen left the front door unlocked. During the night, two youths used the unlocked door to rush inside with a shotgun and a pistol. While they demanded money, the mother snuck into a back bedroom to phone police and a neighbor for help. The neighbor, armed with a firearm, showed up first and held the would-be robbers at gunpoint until the police arrived. As police handcuffed the boys, they discovered that the teen who had been invited to stay the night also had a gun. Mm. Now, there's a lot of good points in that story. She invited the neighbor. She invited him to come onto the property.
I know, but you know, one of the biggest things, we read a lot of stories here where they go, they're being robbed at gunpoint, and they had time to go get their gun, defend off, and shoot the other people. I'm thinking, how dumb are these criminals?
They're dumb.
They're criminals, so they're dumb.
Yeah. Obviously, they're not smart enough to read the law.
Oh, yeah.
We need a law that requires criminals to obey the law. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Now, where do I go from this?
Are you running for president?
what about that road sign that says to obey all laws? There's a road sign like that in Buckholz.
Oh, is there?
I chuckle every time I see that.
I just don't look at it, so I don't have to follow them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question, Judge CJ. Before they changed the speed to 70 miles an hour, here's an example. Picture a road. I got a caller? Okay, one second. Picture a road with a curve sign, a warning sign, says 45 miles an hour.
And the
speed limit is 55. Then they raise it to 70 miles an hour, and they keep the sign the same.
That yellow sign is a suggestion. It's not a law. This is what we recommend that you drive it. But you want to go 75, you go fly off the road with it. Who is it?
Well, if that's Kathleen? Okay, we'll keep her on hold for a little bit. We'll get her a little bit towards the end. But right now, did you have anything you wanted to finish up here, CJ?
Yeah, well, you know, these two Supreme Court cases, I think, are great. As you know, the Supreme Court struck down the student loan forgiveness plan.
Yeah, I know. Here I have all these student loans.
Well, it's funny. You know, I took out a student loan specifically because if I'm going to have to pay for it, by golly, it's going to be mine.
That's right.
But I'm willing to pay it back. That's the thing. I'm not asking to be forgiven. I'm actually the exact opposite. So that's some good news. Also, there were... What was the other one at? I thought there was another Supreme Court. Here we go. Colorado, they ruled in favor of the graphic designer who refused to create same-sex wedding websites. I think this is great. I personally have always believed that, we need to stop this idea of pushing bigots into the dark.
Really?
I want people to be openly bigoted, openly racist, openly hateful. Because if you're a business that says we don't want white people here or we don't want black people here, I want you to tell me that that's your bias so that I can avoid you.
What was the verdict on the bakery? I don't remember that.
He ended up winning that.
Okay, so these people won it too. So the bottom line is the Constitution wins.
The Constitution wins. And that's the thing. We have a right to be bigots, but also consumers have a right to essentially not go to places that are bigoted.
You should be able to choose if you want to do someone's business or not.
Exactly.
You don't even need to give them the reason, though.
Right.
Like, just because I don't want to.
I guarantee you there will be less bigoted people here when you're able to make it open and you realize no one wants to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's stop this idea that we have to protect people, make everybody be open with their beliefs, and then you choose who you want to surround yourself with, who you want to do business with. So... But that's just me.
Okay. We're coming for your children. It's the last straw. This is from Newt Gingrich. It's a very short article. Let me read it real quick here. It says, when I learned that a group of activists at New York City's annual drag queen parade were chanting, "We're coming for your children," it was the final straw. This calls for a blunt, straightforward repudiation of those who would destroy our children and civilization. The audacity of the perverse minds who have been undermining, insulting, and attempting to destroy American civilization's core values is infuriating. Just a few weeks ago, Los Angeles Dodgers honored a sick, hateful group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. This is a hate group designed to show contempt for thousands of women religious around the world. In addition to ridiculing women religious who sacrifice so much for others, this group of hateful people smear the Blessed Virgin Mary. The destructive and at times deranged people who want us to be quiet while they're out, while they act out their sickness. And the Biden administration wants to help them. Remember that one of the members of the Sisters for Perpetual Indulgence was the Biden administrator's supposed nuclear expert who accused stealing women's luggage from two different airports. The time has come for those of us who believe in our civilization to meet the haters and the destroyers with equally firm, clear language. We must confront evil and describe it and those possessed by it accurately and without hesitation. When Kathleen calls, just pick it up, Shelby.
I am.
Okay. What do you think?
I think the greatest thing that's happening these days is that the alphabet community no longer feels like they have to hide in the shadows, and they're coming out, and the things that we said back in the 80s and 90s are coming true today. It's exactly as we predicted.
Okay. Right now, we really need to listen to this next song that's coming on.
Yeah, she's on hold.
She's on hold. We'll get her in just a second here. Let's see. We have... There's just too much here to handle. Ladies and gentlemen, for a three-hour show, we do as good as we can. We got a lot of information out there, but there's so much. I got another stack in my hand, but it's going to be outdated before you know it. So I just throw it in the trash because we got a whole new week coming up of just great of great stuff that makes you want to vomit. So I'll tell you that. With the vomiting comment, let's reverse it by hearing an angel's voice. Sing to us. Let's first, Colonel, I want you to introduce properly your lovely wife.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Stand by just a second. A quick intro here. This is Kathleen Brown. She's sung all around the world, from Seoul, Korea, to Singapore, to London. And she's going to bless us with a little bit.
Senior ranking officer in the Brown House.
America the Beautiful, excuse me. America
Kathleen, the
Beautiful.
The airways are yours. Go ahead.
Okay. I found eight verses to America the Beautiful, and there's one that really hit me as I was getting ready for this today, and it's, oh beautiful for glory tale of liberating strife, when once and twice for man's avail men lavished precious lives. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, till selfish gain no longer stain the banner of the free. Till selfish gain no longer stain the banner of the free. Amen.
Wow. Great job, Kathleen. Fantastic. And I appreciate you taking the time to call to do that, as well as everybody else in the listening audience. It was fantastic. Because I don't know how much time I have, I'm going to just say thank you very much. I want to wrap it up with a bunch of stuff here. CJ Grisham, thanks for coming in. The Colonel, my wingman, always taking care of me.
45. Yeah, 45 seconds.
45, okay. Andy, you want to promote yourself one more time on the radio?
MSRMinistries.org is a website. We need your help financially any way you can help. But don't forget to pray for us. We got two more camps this year.
Mark, 10 seconds. Promote yourself.
Hey, we need volunteer firefighters. So come on down to the fire station on Monday night at 6:30, and let's have a party.
CJ, you're an attorney now. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, so I do criminal defense. I call it innocent defense, as well as civil rights. And just about a little bit of everything, go to cjgrisham.com.
Until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.